Welcome to season two of the Plus Music Podcast. Hello, gamers, musicians, and friends. I'm Brian Karsig, and welcome to season two. I'll be your host along with my co-founder and CEO and great friend, Nick Venti. And we're going to talk to you about music and digital experiences from games to the metaverse to everywhere where we think music is going. A little bit of background on us first. We come from the music space, lifelong musicians. I had a band called Louis the 14th on Atlantic Records, where we toured the globe for about 17 years. It was a great experience, and that's in my DNA, creation and songwriting. I ended my career playing guitar for The Killers as their second guitar player. And about 7 years ago, Nick and myself started putting our heads together on where is the music industry going and all things music and digital experience. Nick, why don't you chime in and talk a little bit about yourself and how we met and came to this brilliant idea known as Plus Music.
Yeah, I think it was 2009 that we asked you to produce our record for Republic of Letters, as the band I was
great
in
band.
At the time with my brother. And yeah, you know, you spend 30 days in a studio with somebody, you either become, you come out friends or you come out something else. And, you know, I think for us, we came out friends and hit it off on a bunch of different levels when it came to, as you said, like the music business and where music's going and what's important. So being an artist at like a bunch of different levels made me realize that, man, there's just so much more opportunity for musicians out there. And when we sat, I think we were at El Zarape in San Diego having a burrito, because the Mexican food in San Diego is the best. We were talking about just like, God, there's just so much more to do than put a record out, go on tour, and get your stuff on social media, right? And it's, I think it's still true, and I still think there's a tremendous amount of opportunity when it comes to tech, and that's where we put our heads together to really push Plus Music towards that. And, you know, internally, so Plus Music, for everyone who knows us, knows about the company, but a lot of listeners don't, because we don't usually talk about Plus Music on the podcast. We usually just talk about the guests and just talk about things in general when it comes to music and technology and games and everything like that. So what Plus Music is, you know, we're in this new generation of music companies that are serving a market that is building the next generation of experiences. So if you were to look at the web as web one, web two, and now there's web three, which is a blockchain concept, I think you can pretty easily say that the music went that direction too. There was music 1.0, which really took us all the way up until the 90s.
Records and tapes and CDs.
Yeah, the phonograph all the way to CDs, everything that you could touch and feel, all the way into music 2.0, the streaming era, starting with Napster and Pirate Bay and downloads and digitizing of music and those files, the MP3. That was that generation all the way up until basically now, where there's a transition into a new generation of the music business that, you know, you could call it music 3.0 for now, and that's interactive audio, and that's what Plus Music is focused on. And so how does music or the music business need to show up in an interactive era? Well, music needs to be flexible to that experience. It needs to be it need to include new rights, so synchronization rights, far different than what Spotify has to stream you music. There's a bunch of sort of different components to it, and that's what Plus Music is really putting together. We built the AI for bringing music into the metaverse and games, and we're focused on bringing music into those experiences and those industries. So that's a little background on what Brian and I spend our days working on. But yeah, like this podcast has always been about, how do we talk to musicians? How do we talk to companies and just help tell some stories of people that are, you know, fighting the good fight in that world? And, you know, generally, I think it's just a kind of a just interesting conversations. So yeah, that's my take on it.
It's important too to point out that some of the drivers on even some of our new ideas on making music a little more flexible to experience here is really consumption and attention. You know, the late 90s and the early 2000s, you needed kind of a record company to get you into the channels of where attention and consumption was for a music fan. That was more MTV, radio, print media, record store retail placement in the kiosks. Those were literally the four essential pillars of how to get your music discovered and consumed. When you fast forward to kind of the last 10 years, I mean, the birth of MySpace changed how music and bands were discovered, and Facebook shortly after it. I'd argue to say that Rolling Stone, Spin, and NME magazines never even left the shelf once social media popped up. MTV quickly turned into kind of a reality TV network for teenagers, really pushing people into the digital experiences of YouTube to go watch music videos now. Record store retail distribution was completely a dying, an endangered species and all but extinct today as far as the major chains, because people just go download the albums they want or they stream them on their, you know, their Spotify's, iTunes, or other streaming services. And you started to see kind of the grips of what controlled the industry as far as consumption of attention start to loosen and start to kind of get disrupted by these digital experiences. How do you cut through the noise? How do you get heard? And that's what we concentrate most here on Plus Music, is really trying to bring your music into experiences that have audience. And of course, what's next? And that's what we're positioning ourselves to be the leader in. Everybody needs music.
So back to why we do this. You know, I think we're still just I'm interested in just still opening up conversations around everything that's happening here in the business and the crossovers. Cause I think if there's one thing that we both agree on, it seems like everybody that we talk to also agrees on, a bunch of industries are coming together in a new space, right? All in this, let's say it, the game space is like kind of the kernel of all the next generation experiences, metaverses, things like that. So in the next episode, in the next season here, we're going to focus on the companies that are building into that new ecosystem, for as we'll call it maybe today, and maybe it'll be called something different, but Music 3.0, not the book, but our idea of what the next generation of the music industry needs to be like. So that is what we'll focus on, and what we'll plan on chatting with leaders and sort of every part of that, you know. So we're super excited about the lineup coming forward and really just cracking the code, I guess.
And a lot of great guests this season that you guys are going to be excited to hear from. Really excited about some of our guests coming forward. Bono, Morrissey, Mark Zuckerberg. Okay, we can edit that out.
Maybe. Yeah. They're coming. Maybe not Mark. It's going to be fun. Brian, looking forward to this year.
Yeah, man. It's been fun thus far, and I think it's only going to get more fun along the way.
Right on. All right, listeners. Looking forward to it.
To find out more about Plus Music, visit our website at www.plusmusic.ai. If you're interested in joining our roster of artists, email our A&R team at music@plusmusic.ai. Links to both of these are available in the description of this episode. The Plus Music Podcast will be back for season 2 in 2023. Stay tuned.